What was once a crowded row of houses along Hopper Avenue is now a vast dirt plain. But in empty lot after empty lot, people have put up Christmas trees. Red ribbons and shimmering silver tinsel defy the apocalyptic landscape.
Morbid? Bizarre?
Festive.
Lily thinks it's festive.
Louis Pell and his 8-year-old daughter Lily are staking a 10-foot noble fir in the spot where their front door used to be.
The spirit of Christmas isn't gone, even though they're like the rest of my neighborhood is gone. Like everybody here's like the happiest they've been in months doing this.
He and Lily have been staying with friends since the fire. Their host put up a tree a couple weeks ago.
But this one will be ours. So, and she gets to decorate it, which is going to be the fun part. Good job, Lily.
Lily remembers the night of the fire. She and her dad's girlfriend fled, but her dad stayed behind to help rescue their neighbors.
It was scary because my dad's phone was dead and we didn't know if he was dead or if he was alive or if he was hurt or if he wasn't.
Pell was born in the house that stood here, and he's been coming back regularly to visit the ruins. This time, a local disaster response group was in the neighborhood, handing out free trees and decorations. Lily hangs one of the glittery blue Christmas balls on a low branch.
Gives me happy feelings. I feel like we're at the staircase again. This is where we usually would put our tree.
Lily crawls under the tree and looks up at the sky.
It makes me feel like our house is still standing. It's not like we can't ever see our house again. It will always be there. You just can't see it, but I can feel it.
Pell didn't have insurance, and he can't afford to rebuild right now. He's not sure what they'll do for Christmas, but at some point, he says they'll definitely stop by here. For the California Report, I'm April Dymbosky in Santa Rosa.
I'm Steve Mencher, news director of KRCB. And thanks to our friends at KQED and the California Report for making these stories available to us. In other fire-related news, an organization is offering free grief support counseling for those who suffered losses in the fires. Counselors from the International Institute of Humanistic Studies are providing up to 3 sessions by telephone, FaceTime, or Skype. If more services are needed, the Institute will make referrals. They emphasize that the sessions are free and completely confidential. Find a link on our website. Finally, if you missed our post-fire TV special, The New Normal, What's Now, What's Next, you can catch it online on the KRCB YouTube channel. We're planning more New Normal specials in 2018. Write to us at news@krcb.org if you have ideas about what we should be covering.